News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now let's talk about Israel and Gaza and that EU agreement to review its trade and cooperation agreement with Israel. This is a majority of member states backing a Dutch-led push, citing human rights concerns in Gaza. Neil Richmond is the Minister of State at the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade. He joins us now. Minister, there does seem to be a change afoot in Europe. What's your read of what's happening?
No, I think there's certainly a change afoot, not just in Europe, but in other Western countries as well, such as the UK and Canada. What we saw yesterday is a proposal that was first placed by then Taoiseach Simon Harris and the Spanish Prime Minister a year ago, actually endorsed by 17 member states out of the 27, following a revival from the Dutch foreign minister. This is to call for a review of Article 2 of the Israel-EU Trade Association Agreement, based on our belief, quite obviously, that there's been flagrant human rights breaches in Gaza and the West Bank by Israel. We also see the British government suspending their trade talks with the Israeli government and a joint statement from the British and Canadians. There is an element of a shift, and it's been brought about for a number of reasons, particularly the over 60 days of a humanitarian aid blockade into Gaza by the Israelis.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking in the last hour about the devastating impact of that and the warnings about the thousands of babies that could die in the coming days unless aid finally gets delivered. And we know aid is not reaching people in Gaza at the moment.
No, like the estimation from the UN is 14,000 babies in 48 hours. It's a galling statistic, but as we could often get accused of fatigue of absolutely horrendous statistics at this stage. What we have seen is, I think, 9 aid trucks have been let in so far, an Israeli proposal for perhaps another 100, but we've been quite clear that that's nowhere near enough. And what we've seen in terms of a blockade for the last 60 days has been wholly, grossly unacceptable. We need to see hundreds and hundreds of aid trucks. The Irish government have had aid trucks stuck in Jordan for over 4 weeks now. And this is really basic stuff, Shane. This is food, medicine, blankets, tarpaulins to provide shelter. What we're seeing in Gaza is nothing short of hell on earth, to be quite frank.
So 17 of the 27 countries in the EU backing this proposal. I absolutely accept that is an increase, but there's still 10 countries opposing it. What, like, unless you get unanimity, unless you get all countries on board, are the EU's hands slightly tied?
No, because the EU is actually proceeding with this review of Article 2 and the humanitarian rights breaches. You just needed a majority for that. And the EU's High Representative for Foreign Affairs, Kaya Kallas, acknowledged that yesterday. It's what happened next that you may need either a qualified majority, a majority, or consensus. It depends what route the EU proposes.
Is that likely, Neil? Given we know there are a number of countries in Europe who are still very strongly supporting Israel.
Well, we've moved from only 2 countries backing this Irish-led proposal last year to 17 now. So let's see what progress we can continue to get with colleagues in the next number of days. You never would have thought the UK would have suspended trade talks, but we have seen that this week. But really, in the here and now, in the immediate, what we really need to see is a de-escalation of Israeli violence, aid getting in, and a move towards a ceasefire. So I would be hopeful that this combined level of pressure, and indeed a different approach from the American government, which we've clearly seen from some of the comments by the Vice President and President Trump in recent days, will continue to put far more pressure on Israel. But look, can I just for 1 second make a really obvious? I know a lot of people will be listening and they'll be screaming at the radio that this still isn't enough. I share that frustration, so does the Irish government, but we have to keep methodically pursuing pressure on Israel and cooperation with European colleagues.
So ultimately, what pressure do you think the EU can bring to bear? I mean, there's moral pressure, there's diplomatic pressure, but is there muscle behind that?
There absolutely is the tools for muscle. And this is now the decision the European Union will have to make after this review is carried out. Look, I know exactly what this review is going to find. It's going to find that Israel is beyond breaching human rights in Gaza and the West Bank. It's what the EU decides to do next. And that's where the real pressure can be exerted on the Israeli government when that review is finished. But in the immediate period, we have had commitments from governments, indeed ones who didn't actually back this review, that they'll continue to make the case quite bluntly to their Israeli counterparts, something they haven't done before in terms of calling for a de-escalation. But absolute priority is getting humanitarian aid into Gaza.
Benjamin Netanyahu says his country is engaged in a war of civilization over barbarism. How do you respond to that?
Yeah, like the comments from the Israeli Prime Minister for the past 18 months have just gone from bad to worse. All of us accept that the events of October 7th were horrendous, that Hamas are a brutal, illegal terrorist organisation. But that doesn't justify the sort of actions and rhetoric that we've seen from the Israeli government. What we're seeing put, the plight that's being put on the people of Gaza is absolutely awful. We condemn it utterly, and any sort of comments from the Israeli Prime Minister really miss the point that ultimately, as we start the peace with, there are going to be potentially 14,000 dead babies in 48 hours in Gaza due to the actions of Israel.
Just a couple of last things. The US, are they haven't up to now, I know you said there's been a change, but they haven't really been willing to put the squeeze on Israel. Do you see that changing?
Not to the extent that I'd like, but the sheer fact that the American vice president didn't travel to Israel, despite the fact that he was meant to this week, is an indicator that things aren't as blindly supportive as before. We're not going to put any faith, particularly in this US administration, to bring it to an absolute cessation. We can only control the actions of our own government in Ireland, exactly what the people want us to do, but also put real pressure on our European partners. And we have started to see movement with this review of the agreement, with changing rhetoric. And now we actually start to see a trickle of humanitarian aid in Gaza. It's absolutely tiny, but we have to keep pushing every lever possible, Shane.
What term would you use to describe what's happening in Gaza at the moment? Would you use the term genocide?
Well, I think we have to be careful using such a term like that, because you need to have direct evidence based on the ground. And I haven't been to Gaza, but what I would call it is absolutely horrific. And what I would say that the actions of the Israeli government would give the impression that they are committing war crimes when you use food as a tool of war. It's something I didn't think I'd see in my lifetime, and it's absolutely horrendous.
Very finally, and to come back to something I suppose I asked you already, do you see a scenario where countries like Germany, for example, will actually support tough sanctions, tough actions against Israel, or will there always be a difficulty getting that unanimity in the across EU countries?
There will be a difficulty getting unanimity, and that's why you have to look at whether it's a tool that can be done by majority vote. Germany and Austria have very obvious historical reasons. Hungary and Slovakia would provide very contemporary political reasons for their own position. But I have to say, in the last couple of foreign affairs meetings that I've been in, I have seen a very distinct changing in tone from both the Germans and Austrians. Nowhere near where we'd like it to be, but it is definitely changing. And that's something that we just have to keep pushing at.
Neil Richmond, Minister of State at the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.